I just want to ask about Christina's world. Has that painting always intrigued you, or where did you get the idea for this novel?
My parents were academics at the University of Maine, and we kind of made our own way. And part of our journey of figuring out what Maine was all about was visiting cultural places. And we started reading all these books by Maine authors like E.B. White. And then my father would take us on field trips, and we went to E.B. White's house. And we also went to the house in the painting, Christina's World, and trespassed and had a picnic in the grass. And my novel is called A Piece of the World, and it's the story of the relationship between Christina Olsen, who's the woman in the pink dress sitting in the field in the painting, and the artist Andrew Wyeth, who painted it. They, in real life, had a very intense, interesting friendship. He brought something out in her that was quite profound. And that's what I try to capture in this novel. I had never considered writing about art before, and in fact, I found it quite intimidating. I didn't major in art history in college, and I studied art, but I'm not an expert, and so I came at it sort of sideways. I didn't even know how compelling the real-life story was. It was hard, because the more I learned about this woman and about Andrew Wyeth, the more I wanted to stick as much as possible to the facts of the story, which is quite interesting, even without turning it into fiction. So it was quite complicated.
How did you strike that balance? How did you combine research with imagination?
In creating this character, I didn't have free rein exactly. I was working backwards. So usually when you write a novel, in my experience, you start with character, and characters are motivated by things. They have passions that lead them to do things. Those lead to actions, and the actions have consequences. But as I was writing this novel, I had to work backward from consequences to action, to motivation, to character. So that was very difficult.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for talking with me.